Today, we'd like to see the 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10, under the title of a fellowship with him. To align with the multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. What is that? That which? What is that? Question 2, in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have a fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. What does the word of a fellowship mean? What does the word of a fellowship mean in Greek words? Question 3, in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. What does this verse mean? What does this verse mean? First of all, we want to see historical background. 1 John was written by John, one of Jesus' original disciples, between AD 85 through 90. From Ephesus. Ephesus today located in Turkey. Ephesus, before John's exile to the islands of Patmos. So Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 9 said, I John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos. Patmos located in Mediterranean Sea, because of the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, because he delivered the word of God and testimony of Jesus Christ, that's why he was exiled into the island of Patmos by Roman Empire, like today Iranian authority, because of their faith of Christianity, so they sent it into prison. Like that, exactly. John is writing to Christians today about the close fellowship with the Lord, which is sanctification toward the perfect image of Jesus Christ, not salvation. The chapter 1, John is writing this letter to already born-again Christians. So born-again Christians means you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, in the form of faith. And at that point, your sin were completely forgiven, past tense, present tense, even future tense. Basically, this disciple John sent a letter already born again Christian. Here, basically, in order to keep close fellowship with the Lord, that's why you need, you know, continually, daily confess your sin, continually ask forgiveness. Why? That's called sanctification. Sanctification, which meaning baby Christian growing up to mature, so tomorrow is more mature, like close to the perfect image of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a bottom line, even mature Christian, not enough to be equal to the perfect image of Jesus Christ, which meaning until our physical death or until rapture, so we should continually confess our daily sin, not original sin coming from Adam, but daily sin such as sometimes mad, sometimes angry, sometimes upset, because God asks us to rejoice always. So sometimes we didn't pray. God said, pray without ceasing. So, you know, that kind, according to the word of God, we need, you know, continually, you know, confess our sin. And that kind of meaning. So it does not mean we lose already saved salvation status. Salvation status only born again. Because everybody has one physical birth. That is the first birth, but second birth in spiritual and repenting, you know, with God's word. So Jesus said is water and spirit. So you know, born again. So yeah. That kind of thing. So we'll see. First one, that which was from beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked up, and our hands have handled. Here, that, what is that? That is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the from beginning. The Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, God was existent in the beginning. So, because God created the heavens and earth. Heavens, you know, obviously extending to the universe. Mm-hmm. So, God is, in the Old Testament, the language was used in Hebrew, the Israel read. Yeah. So, God is here, Elohim. Elohim is a plural of three people or more. Mm-hmm. So, El, singular God, El. Mm-hmm. But two people, God, Allah. But here, God is Elohim. Elohim is at least three God. So which meaning God the Father,
Son
of God, and the Holy Spirit. So here, Son of God is eternal. So Son of God, you know, obviously come into Virgin Mary, into flesh, we call incarnation. So that is Jesus Christ coming down. Here, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, in the beginning again, was the Word. So at the beginning, the Word was existent, because it was the past tense. Yeah, and the Word was with God. The Word together existent with God, and the Word was God. So, God created the universe and the earth by His Word, not, you know, by labor, you know, just the Word. Yeah, verse 2, He was in the beginning with God. So, the Word was in the beginning with God, because the Word was God. All things, obviously, all things of the universe were made through Him, through God, or through Word, and without Him. Without God, without the Word, nothing was made that was made. So which meaning everything was created by the Word or by God. So the Word was a God. Then is one example is the Earth is within galaxies. In order to go through galaxy, today's scientists discovered 15 billion light years. Yeah, light years meaning the light speed, 1 second by light speed, that is a light speed can go around the Earth 7 times, 0.5, 7.5 times, you know, for 1 second light, that is the Earth, so, you know, they go around the Earth. That speed, 15 billion years, then you could go throughout galaxies. So, you know, humongous, so immeasurable over our thought and our brain. You know, God is how much is so great, you know, how much is so, you know, almighty, so beyond, you know, our imagination. So also, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, God's hand, measured the heaven with a span, and calculated the thirst of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. So here, span meaning the distance from His thumb and the little finger. So God, you know, measured the universe, you know, just, you know, His thumb and the little finger. So huge beyond our imagination. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, also the Son of God, you know, coming from is everlasting, coming from eternity right here. But you Bethlehem, Ephratah, although you are little among thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Which means Jesus came into earth by Virgin Mary from everlasting. So, which meaning everlasting, yeah. Son of God. Yeah, everlasting Son of God. Also, John in chapter 1, verse 10, 11, 14, 18 said, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. So, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the world, because He came here on the earth, but the people did not receive Jesus. Verse 14, and the Word become flesh. This one is indicating Jesus Christ, the incarnation.
Yes.
So dwelt among us. So how? Because we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ dwells in us. How long? Forever.
Yes.
Forever. So we beheld His glory, the glory as of only begotten of the Father, only begotten Son of God the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. Nobody can see God. The only begotten Son, who is in bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. So how can see God? So only through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see God. You know, that in meaning, God is manifested to us through His Son, only begotten Son. That is basically talking about that is the here. Here, which we have heard. We meaning is disciple John with the other disciples. Obviously, they heard Jesus. Jesus teaching, for 3 years on the earth, Jesus taught the disciples, He's 12 disciples, although one disciple betrayed Jesus, but, they listened to. That's why he heard. We have seen with our eyes. That's true. They saw, Jesus. So here, which we have looked upon. Looked upon, when you mean watch for. Not just, watch for intentionally. Such as studying the Bible, watching for, that kind of thing we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, or we touched Jesus, our hands of Him, concerning the word of life. So here, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. How? Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's why God is by Himself is shown through Son of God. That's why we can see justified in the Spirit. Justified in the Spirit, which meaning? So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ you are deemed as righteousness based upon your faith. Jesus' righteousness come, imputes you. So that moment you are justified. So justified the Christians, all of them, has the Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwell in each Christian, seen by angels. So Jesus ascended into heaven, so seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. Jesus come here, preached to Gentiles, believed on in the world. So like us, we believe on Jesus Christ, receiving up in glory. Jesus received our glory. Now Jesus glorified status. Jesus sit on the right hand of God the Father. That is a call. So Christians, first we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. That moment is Christian, we are justified to be righteous based upon faith. So then is a sanctification. So daily life is looks like more close to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That time is at the physical death or rapture, that time glorification. That is exactly the same level as the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, that kind of glorification.
Yeah.
John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus said to him, this is a Philly conversation, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philly? He who has seen me, has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Because Philip, as Philip is a deacon, not disciple. Philip asked the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, show me God the Father.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you saw me, which means you saw God the Father.
Yeah.
So basically he said, he who has seen me, Jesus, has seen God the Father.
Yeah.
So you saw me for a long time, you saw God the Father. How come you asking me, show me God the Father?
Yeah,
yeah, at that kind of a sense. Okay, John chapter verse 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. So which meaning the way, the life, the truth, only through Jesus Christ we can come to God the Father. One example, prayer, or they got the Father and Heavenly Father, but always at the last moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, only through Jesus Christ we can communicate to the God the Father, to eternal God and Almighty God, you know, so that kind of thing. Also John chapter 16 verse 28, I came forth from the Father. Jesus said, Jesus came from God the Father and have come into the world. Jesus came here because he wants to die to cleanse away our sins on the cross. We bloodshed to cleanse away our sins and rose again. Again, I leave the world and go to Father. So which means before ascension, Jesus says, I leave the Father, go to the Father. Now Jesus is the right hand side of God the Father. So then his first two, the life was manifested. So basically Jesus, the life was manifested in the world, you know, in flesh. And we have a sin. We have sins, obviously, you know, the John and the other disciples, you know, saw Jesus and bear witness. So eyewitness or the hearing witness and declare to you, now declare to you, meaning Christians, that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. So the disciples also learned through Jesus Christ the eternal life. For example, John chapter 16, that God loves the world so much, whoever believes in Him. So that is everlasting life, which meaning eternal life, the synonym. That's the same word. So verse 3, that which we have seen. Here, that also Jesus Christ, that which we have seen. You know, disciple John and other, you know, James, you know, other disciples have seen. And heard, obviously, we declare to you, to Christians, that you also may have a fellowship with us. How? Here, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Here, basically, John talks about, first of all, fellowship with God the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Then is a vertical relationship. Then is a horizontal relationship with other Christians, other disciples. So here, fellowship, the Greek word meaning koinonia. But the English word translated here as fellowship. But koinonia, Greek word, is a more deep meaning, such as a sharing, or a oneness, or a communion. Communion is one united, united communion. How? In, through, by Jesus Christ. So that's why it's all Christians. We already, Julie Blackmon, she is in the Lord now. So we know that we will be united, with her in, through, by Jesus Christ. That kind of meaning, fellowship, more in a deep meaning. For example, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, there is one body of Christ, one spirit. So on the earth, all Christians, one holy spirit. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling. So calling from where? From Jesus or from God in your calling. So one hope. One hope meaning to meet Jesus. One hope. And one Lord. One Lord. One Lord Jesus Christ. One faith. One baptism. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ always. One baptism. Also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, Holy Spirit gift. Holy Spirit gift, many kinds of gift. gift in prophecy, or a tongue, or a healing, or many kind of things. For as the body is one, and has many members, meaning many gifts.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So yeah. One body of Christ, so the priest give us many gifts. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes healing, sometimes discerning evil spirit or Holy Spirit. One example, the brother Lucas, he was given gift of discerning spirit.
Yeah.
So he, you know, talked with somebody, so what kind of spirit, evil spirit or, you know, Holy Spirit, so yeah, he recognized in that way. So that kind of things too. Also, Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian. Barbarian meaning uneducated, wild man, barbarian, or Scythian. Scythian is in a Black Sea area, former resident. So
yeah.
Today is in Russia. Slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So every believer is only one body of Christ, even Jews or Greek or black, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is basically talk about here. Then he's here, verse 3, we see basically John is writing about fellowship, you know, with the Lord, not salvation, because here the recipient are already saved Christians, so not unbelievers. This is a writing letter to believers, to Christians. Here, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full. So, issue of a full joy through fellowship. So, if you have a fellowship with God, so you have a full joy. One example, Habakkuk said, I have the joy of God. So joy coming from God. Even if I don't have no fig tree, you know, the fruit, or no cow in store, you know, but I can enjoy because the joy of God. You know, so that kind of full joy. Here, in order to have a full joy through fellowship, then is Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 said, what is a man, and you are mindful over him, or God considers man, and the son of a man that you visit him. Here, God visits a human being. How?
Yeah.
Through Jesus Christ. So that is, we can see, you know, God's love, you know, how much depth, how much height, how much width, you know, exceedingly abundant is love. John chapter 16, verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive it, that your joy may be full. So Jesus asked that you may ask, you know, to Jesus, God the Father, through Jesus, joy, joyful answer. Then is verse 5, this is the message. So John said the message, which we have heard from him, from Jesus, and declared to you that God is light. Light is a symbol. Light is a revealer. So light come here, the darkness automatically disappear.
Yeah.
So light doesn't fight with the darkness. So just the lighting is there, the darkness automatically disappear. So revealer or light is a symbol of truth, or a symbol of goodness, or holiness. How about darkness? Darkness is a symbol of sin, lie, evil. So John chapter 8 verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So that's why, you know, last time we talked about sometimes the spiritual warfare, you know, it bothered me. That time is we don't, you know, try to fight by ourselves with the devil or evil, but rather than we try to go to the lightness, because the light coming out automatically darkness, the evil, you know, disappear. So that is also verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, with the Lord, and work in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Because we say we fellowship with the Lord, then is we commit a sin, you know, something like that, then meaning we lie. Because your word is different from your practice, your action. So inconsistency, that's why you are lie. Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, behold, look, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear, but your iniquities, iniquities meaning, you know, like a sin or intentional sin, sin have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. Basically, if you have a sin, so sin separated between you and God, so therefore you should remove a sin. How remove? Confessing your sin. Now, that is the bottom line here. So here, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from the old sin. So the first John chapter 2, verse 10, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. So if you work in light, so you have a fellowship with God, that is a fellowship love overflows to your brothers and sisters, horizontal relationship, that fellowship is good. You know, that is recommend, because we already sin was completely forgiven with the bloodshed of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How come? If we have no sin, we mean Christians, we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. That is the verse 10, you know, the same the meaning. Here, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, which means including unknown sin. Sometimes I commit a sin, but I didn't recognize that. Yeah. But I ask the Lord, you know, forgive me. That moment, God, not only your known sin, but also unknown sin, everything for God. Forgave you. First 10, last one. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him liar, and his word is not in us. How come? Here, all people are sinners. At being born again, all our sins are forgiven. Past sin, present sin, and future. We are born again. Romans chapter 3, verse 23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the God, glory of God. Yeah. So all people are sinners, period. John chapter 3, verse 24 here. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So you are based upon faith. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit. Water is a repentance, you know, by the word of God. Yeah. Because the gospel said, you know, all people are sinners. So we know that all people are sinners. That's why we repent, you know, our sin. The most unpardonable sin, only one, unbelief. So unbelief is from the beginning. You should repent, unbelief. That moment, the Lord forgive your sin, even unremembered sin, everything, completely. So then is here, but to keep close relationship with him, or close fellowship with the Lord, or to be sanctified toward the perfect image of Jesus Christ. Even mature Christian is not enough to be the image of Jesus Christ, still not enough to reach the perfect image of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So here, we should confess a daily sin, like dirt of foot rather than dirt of whole body. Jesus showed up, and the disciples said, Jesus washes the feet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you already cleanse your whole body. You don't need to, you know, cleanse the whole body again. Because which means we original sin was completely forgiven, but in our daily life, you know, food dirt, you know, like the sin, you know, we still need to, you know, continue to confess, you know, that kind of a sin. So, here, yeah, rather than the original sin over Adam, so we have, you know, still tendency to sin. Also, to remove the fellowship's stumbling that our sin has put between us and the Lord. So we should confess daily sin to have a close relationship with Him for full joy. Not to be born again or not to lose our salvation. He is basically talking about sanctification toward the perfect image of Jesus Christ until glorification. So glorification, which is either physical death or rapture of Christians. Yeah. So either way. So let's see, you know, each questions. Question one in verse one, that which was from beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. What is that? The answer, that Jesus Christ. Question two in verse three, that which we have seen. What Jesus Christ, which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have a fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. What does the word of fellowship mean in Greek word? Greek word meaning more depth, you know, oneness, communion, so united, sharing, you know, kind of meaning. Question three, in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him liar, and his word is not in us. What does this verse mean? Because his word means according to the word in the Bible. So sometimes, like in daily life, you know, we could not reach it, the each word in the Bible. Yeah. So that is not reaching each word in the Bible, we should repent. Yeah. You know, that point of view, we have a sin. So that's why we confess, you know, continually. Yeah. So more richly, just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, up to as the image of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's just sing song. Last song is page 2, number 3.